now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Victoria has reported Australia's highest daily coronavirus death toll since the pandemic began. 21 Victorians died from the virus in the past 24 hours, taking the state's toll to 267 and the nation's to 352. The state has also confirmed 410 COVID-19 infections were detected over the past 24 hours. It marks a significant increase on yesterday when 331 new cases were reported. It's the first time since Saturday the state has confirmed more than 400 new infections. New Zealand has recorded its first COVID-19 cases in over 100 days, sending the country back to restrictions. The four cases with an unknown source have been discovered in one Auckland household. Stage 3 restrictions have been reimposed in Auckland, prompting a breakout of panic buying and traffic chaos. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, has reassured New Zealanders that plans are in place to protect the community.
I know that the virus re-emerging in our community has caused alarm, and the unknown is scary. It causes anxiety for many of us. We have been here before. We can get through it if we work together.
The rest of the country has been placed under stage 2 restrictions. Authorities in Hong Kong have granted bail to two prominent pro-democracy activists who were arrested yesterday and charged with inciting secession. Media mogul Jimmy Lai and activist Agnes Chow are accused of colluding with foreign forces under the territory's new national security law. Yesterday, Mr. Lai's newspaper, The Apple Daily, vowed to fight on following his arrest. Both he and Ms. Chow face a maximum penalty of life in prison. Ms. Chow has labelled the arrests as political suppression. Back home, Queensland has confirmed zero new COVID-19 cases over the past 24 hours. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced the state will launch a trial of testing in community pharmacies. Pharmacists will be provided with training to conduct the tests, and Queensland Health will analyse the samples. There are 11 active cases in the state. Australian and British researchers have found a link between depression among teenage girls and mental health problems later in life. Monash University researcher Professor Eve Zenu says girls socialising with depressed peers are more likely to end up as depressed adults. But he says the research reveals boys are not affected in terms of depression in the same way. He says boys more often than not resort to risky behaviour as opposed to turning to inward feelings and going into their shells.
Boys feel an effect on risky behavior is very high. If your friends are criminal or take drugs or consume marijuana, then you're more likely to do it. But for depression, boys are not sensitive to their peers. And it's because, I guess, between boys, people don't think about feeling, don't ruminate about them, and they have no impact for each other.
The AFL has confirmed Fremantle and Sydney will set up a temporary hub in Cairns. The two teams will be based there for rounds 14 to 18, with opponents to fly in and out and matches to be played at Kazali Stadium. The fixture for the final four rounds of the season will be finalised later this week. And the English Super League has been thrown into chaos with 8 players and coaching staff testing positive to COVID-19. Hull has confirmed 5 players and 3 coaching staff involved in last weekend's match against Salford have been diagnosed with the virus. Both teams are now self-isolating and are being tested.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 15.5 degrees, looking towards a top of 21 today. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, and I can see the showers coming across the mountains at the moment, so it looks like that is going to happen. Sun will set tonight at 24 minutes past 5, back up again 22 minutes to 7 tomorrow morning. Forecast, fog then sunny for Thursday, 9 to 22. Friday, possible shower, 9 to 20. Saturday, possible shower again, 10 to 21. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 9 to 20. And it is last quarter with the moon.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Haberfield, City West Link near Canal Road. Heavy traffic conditions with a crash of two cars. It started early, about 10:30. Tow truck and emergency services are there, hopefully cleaning up soon. Preston's M7 motorway above Bernera Road. A truck breakdown, one or two southbound lanes closed. And, yeah, it's not looking too bad there. Wiley Park, King George's Road, just past Canterbury Road. Emergency roadwork, power pole repairs following an earlier crash. Just take care there. And Bondi, a gas leak at Old South Head Road at Banksia Road. One westbound lane closed. 5 minutes past 11. You're on a live 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you very much, Darren. I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors of Live 90.5. Your generous assistance and sponsorship, it's always welcome. And this is the greatest radio station, you know, community radio station in Australia. And, you know, as Darren and I always stipulate in this to our listeners, we are not in privy to do our opinions. We are sticking with the facts, with the real people. People who can provide results, people with authority and credibility. As our guest today in the studio, Jacob Galea, who is just, you know, as I was thinking that Darren was taking some drugs, you know, which is very unlikely. I mean, he's not that type of man whatsoever. But then I realized that our guest in studio, Jacob Galea, he's actually radiating that energy and the vibrance in the studio, and he makes you infectious with the positivity. Now, before we went for the break, Jacob, we start talking about jealousy, and I know you told us that you need 5 days to talk about this or 5 hours, and truly that it is something, you know, I mean, what the people kills. People wants to be somebody. They want to see, you know, they see the role model, let's just say yourself or, you know, regardless of anybody. And instead of embracing this and try to learn to become like yourself, successful, I mean, recognized, well-known man, person, coach, and peak performance, coach, they instead of this, they start gloating and become jealous. Why is that in human nature to be jealous of somebody instead of the strive and become like yourself?
Look, it's a fantastic question. You know, Mario, unfortunately, and a lot of people in Australia will know this, but, you know, welcome to Australia, the land of tall poppy syndrome, where people don't want you to be better than them. You know, I go to the US every year, Mario, to do business with my clients and celebrities and talk on stage. And let me tell you a story, right? If we, the three of us now, we sit at a restaurant in Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, and a gentleman drives past with a really expensive sports car. You see a lot of young entrepreneurs in the restaurant going, wow, I wonder what he does. I want to learn from him, yeah? So the culture over there is like, wow. Now, you sit in the city and we sit at a restaurant and someone drives past in a really cool sports car, say a Ferrari or a Maserati or something, and you hear the young guys of Australia go, what a wanker. Yeah. I don't want to be like that guy. Like, look, this guy must be a drug dealer. Welcome to tall poppy syndrome, right? Unfortunately, Australia and Australians have this thing that they don't want to see other people successful. And it's real. And they say jealousy is a disease. It's a real thing. You know, for me, and I say this a lot around the world, is I've never been envious of anybody. When I see someone succeed, Mario, when I see someone successful, it makes me so happy. And, you know, for me, is if I see someone that's doing really well or better than me, I'm like, show me what you know. Teach me. I'm in awe of you. Not I'm jealous of you, right? So why do people have jealousy? Look, Darren and Murray, it's very simple, because we live in a cold world at the moment where it's really hard to get ahead. So when other people see you get ahead, they're going to take that on board, and then, you know, and they're going to project that on you. They're going to project that. It's not your fault. It's just that they want to be what you're doing. So there's this thing called jealousy. And look, you know, I write about this in my book, Birth of the Super You. I talk about this. I spoke about this on, you know, on Sky News with Chris Smith just 2 weeks ago. That's how common this thing is. The media want to know about why people are so jealous. But, you know, make your haters your motivators. That's what I say.
Haters motivate.
Make your haters your motivators.
That's a good one, you know what I mean? Like, look, I know that... pre-COVID situation in Australia was, you know, we have the names across the media, you know what I mean? Successful CEOs, successful this, successful that. And I know working with the Darren during the COVID lockdown, it's like we were lucky. I mean, we couldn't, you know, tell the police we're going to radio station. So it's like, oh, whatever, you know what I mean? Just go. Yeah. No, fines. Jokes aside, but the trick it is that COVID actually showed so many flaws in society, and it's actually exposed many fake gurus, I would say, and they disappeared. And pre-COVID, TV was full of this, you know, I'm the CEO, you should do this, you should do that. And then suddenly they just disappeared. They disappeared because the company goes down or the fear, regardless of what everything is. And I know the power is dangerous, you know, attracts the worst, and I mean, and, you know, corrupt the best. But in the sense of the jealousy always going to exist,
yep.
And you can't cure the jealousy. But instead of this, you try to make people better. So somebody comes to you, and you know, I mean, you can see that envy and everything else. How do you deal with this when somebody envy on you? Like you said, what did you say, Dan? What did you say? Like
make your haters your motivators.
Yeah. So how do you make haters motivate us?
For me, it motivates me.
Okay, without your karate, you know, what I mean, like, without your these things. Yeah. So how do you make it people who hate you to you motivate them?
Mario, I'm going to tell you a quote. Success is the best revenge. Just become more successful.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just become more successful. Success is the greatest of revenges, right? Mate, you know, when people people see I do stuff on a private jet or I do this, and but they don't understand. You know, if you look at an iceberg, they see the top stuff, but they don't understand the 20 years of, you know, nearly losing my business, going bankrupt, all these things that happen underneath the iceberg to get me to that point. Yeah, it's like you never judge a book by its cover. When you see someone successful, I'm telling you, there is a hardcore story underneath that iceberg of what they did to get there. Now, there's occasional stories that fit outside that. Yes, some people are born with a silver spoon in the mouth. I
just want to say, but you're not born with a silver spoon.
Absolutely. I grew up in Fairfield. Everything I've done by myself. I've never taken a dollar off anyone. I've never got investors or funders. I've built this from the ground up, and I take great pride in that because I think, you know, you can teach a man to fish or you can give him a fish.
So you will say like that the boundaries actually geographically position ourselves. It's not a request to success. You know, I mean, you say faithful, because if someone says faithful to me when I come to the show, I say like, oh, that's a nice suburb. But when I start leaving, everybody told me, why going to faithful? Then I try to explain everybody, like in a Bonnie Ring, it's a Croatian club, King Tom, right? You know what I mean? And it's a park. And I need to go with my ambassador there. And everybody told me, like, why club there? Aren't you having a city? I was like, I don't know, like, why they build there. Do you know what's happening there? I was like, what? You know what I mean? So people have that stigmata, and I mean, you come from Fairfield. Okay, for Darren, we can't, because Darren is a CBD, somewhere opera house, toasted leaf.
I'm coming over, Darren.
No, jokes aside, you know what I mean, Darren, he's a Parramatta man, and, you know I mean, that area. But, you know, if somebody says to, like, I can't succeed because I'm coming from Fairfield, you know what I mean? Would you say this, you know, it's a big BS? Or
yeah, it's a mindset conditioning again. Like, I don't care where you come from. All I care about is where you're going.
Yeah, I could see the dummy smiling again.
Oh, I've just got thoughts about just taking back the idea of you see someone and you're jealous. And I think a lot of people come from the mindset, oh, they must have the silver spoon, or something was given to them, or they're just great and I'm not great. But if you flip that around and you think, well, what's something small and incremental I can do with myself today and just add them up over time to actually be like that person who I aspire to be? That's what I think in myself. And you've probably got some words for it, Jacob, no doubt.
Yeah, I love that, Darren. We call that flipping the script. Just flip the script, flip the story. So if you can flip the script, what usually looks like this, that we flip it around to look like that, you've turned the triangle upside down. It's fantastic. So flip the script, change your blueprint, change, you know, if there's Wayne Dyer, who died last year, which I've seen many times on stage, has this beautiful quote, Darren, which says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Wow.
Yeah, how powerful is that?
So repeat that again for our
if
listeners.
If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Wonderful.
How beautiful is that?
What do you think, Mario?
Well, you know, I heard that one before, but I couldn't ever, you know, even pronounce properly, you know what I mean? But that's, you know, seriously, because for me, like, I need to translate from English to Croatian, Croatian to English, you know what I mean, backwards and forwards, you know what I mean? But, you know, with the years in Australia, become better. But, you know, like, I just need to say something, you know, like, first, Dr. Jim Taggart rocked up in the studio, you know what I mean, obviously for some reason. Now that my boss, you know what I mean, Lady Chair, Gillian Schricker, she rocked up in the studio. Do you know why she's behind my back?
No.
And I was thinking because I'm looking this, I don't know, you know what I mean, this live video. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've been interrupted again because, as I say, there is no drugs in this studio. Do not call New South Wales Police. Our guest in studio, Jacob Galea, is so infectious and positive. Wait until Gillian, she woke up.
Hello.
Hi.
My goodness, I love the conversation.
Oh, thank you, Gillian.
And,
I like it.
And thank you, Mario, for bringing the guest in. You're just such an influential person yourself, because guests like this wouldn't arrive here if you didn't have what you've got your personality. So thank you for coming along.
Thank you for having me.
And not to make it sexist, but these are gentlemen's approach to what we're talking about at the moment. And it resonates with me as a mum, as a female, and just as a person, because what you're saying is so true when it comes to achieving and being who you are,
yeah,
and being authentic. We've got a new business, and it is so true. If you're not who you are in your business, it will never grow. And to take the good with the bad and never look down on anybody else, because we're all on that journey by ourselves.
Yeah.
And no matter how we look at it, when you're looking down on others, how are you ever going to grow yourself? Because you're judging yourself on what somebody else has done. The more you uplift that person, only you can get better within yourself.
And it's funny you say uplift. There's a Mario loves my quotes. Another beautiful quote that says, "We rise by lifting others." So we rise by lifting others. So, you know, how many times I've, you know, walked in the street and given someone, homeless people, money, or you've gone somewhere and you've paid an old lady's coffee and told the guy behind the counter, just tell her an angel paid her coffee and toast today, and walk away, right? It's all about giving it forward.
100%. And it doesn't even matter that you're giving them something in the physical. Just yesterday, I was at the shopping centre in Circa, waiting for my husband to come out of the surgery, and a gentleman pulls up in his car, and he's pretty frail, and as I look across, his tire's flat, and I go, oh my goodness, I could not stop myself from going to speak to him, because I thought to myself, I don't know where he's going, where he's come from, but if he gets back in that car and something happens, I'll feel guilty if I ever know.
Yeah.
I walked up to him, I said, excuse me, your tire's flat. He goes, oh no. So anyway, I left it at that, got him back in the car, and he's fidgeting, trying to get his things done. I go, well, I've got to go and help him. I can see he's on the phone, but he's an elderly person, and not judging because he's old, he don't know what he's doing. And I said, sorry, but is there any way I can help you? And I went back, and he said, oh, thank you so much. My wife is in the hospital. We're actually from Bathurst. Did I feel so much better for actually taking that second step to go and help him? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Did it matter to me where he came from? It mattered to me where he's going, because if he did go anywhere and something happened, I would have felt so bad if I had come back.
Well
to that.
Done. That's beautiful.
So it doesn't matter if you're giving material things. It's when you give of yourself that things make a bigger difference, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for coming to share.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for sharing that story.
I could not come here without actually having my little bit in there, because it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening online. 90.5 FM, Businesses Admiring Darren, which you didn't hear the last 15 minutes because we have an interruption here with our boss. But, you know, thank you, Gillian, you know, me for sharing this, and our guest in studio, Jacko Galea. Before we take a break, thank you to all our sponsors online, 90.5, the greatest radio station on the planet, and best Business Radio Talk Show, Business Insights with Darren and Mario, and our guest in studio, Jacko Galea. Tune soon.
Alive 90.5.
Big man, walk it off. Everybody talk it up. Off the record, off the cuff. Yada yada, blah blah blah. Now look, I'm not here to hear you talk. You keep going, you get brushed. I'm Shania through it all. That shit don't impress me much. With your loud mouth running all around town. Can we turn the sound down? Bump, chicken, wow, wow. Wish you could bite your tongue till it's numb. But I'ma let you finish. And when you finish, we're done.
Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap. Okay, you got plans, that just sound like talk to me. Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap. Okay, you got plans, that just sound like talk to me.
Oh my god, I need a minute. Can we pick the speed up with it? You don't need to be specific. Fingers pressed in the ignition, vroom. Race you to your point. Lost to get that, get ignored. Hate to disappoint, yeah, but hate being in more. So tell me more. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm struggling to listen and keep the indifference hidden. Oh man, I knew this a bad idea from the start. So I'ma let you finish, or actually maybe not.
Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap. Okay, you got plans, that just sound like talk to me. Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap.
this again. Should've learned my lesson, should've turned and ran. And it's just my luck that I'm still here stuck. When we're way past done, could we move this on? Like, hold up, man, why we doing this again? Got real world problems, got real good friends. And we all say nah, we don't care that much. And you still won't stop, we're like, oh my god. Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap. Okay, you got plans that just sound like talk to me. Okay, but then what? Is that really all you got? Okay, but then what? I don't like to say this much. Okay, but then what? Cause all that talk is cheap. Okay, you got plans that just sound like talk to me. Okay, but then what? Okay, but then what? Okay, you got plans that just sound like talk to me, man.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta, and Cumberland areas. Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Buses are heavy vehicles and can't stop quickly. Maintain a safe stopping distance between your vehicle and a bus in front. A 3-second gap is best. Be bus aware. A message from the New South Wales Government.
I don't know what's...
23 minutes past 11, yeah. You're live, 9.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
You were laughing, as I said, like, there's no drugs involved in this studio today. There's just a pure positive energy brought by our guest, Jaco Galea, in the studio. And I'd like to say a big thank you, Jaco, for being with us in studio and taking time from your very busy schedule. Now, we spoke about all this nice, beautiful stuff, you know what I mean, in terms like, you know, what they can people expect and what they should do, which you're going to reflect a little bit later. Now, people will spend the money and energy and effort, you know what I mean, being coached by the some gurus. And as I said, like, I know that social media brought, you know, the best and the worst in the industry. Now, how does somebody's going to recognize somebody with credibility and authority like yourself, somebody who delivered over 135 keynotes worldwide, traveling extensively, you know, being on the Sky News, being all this media and everywhere else, how they're going to recognize somebody like yourself and not to go into the somebody who has no experience,
yep,
basically, I mean? Because there's plenty of people there who's going to say, like, I can help you, I know how to do it, you know what I mean? But it takes, as you said, 20 years or so to master your thing, you know what I mean? So that, can you share this with Darren and I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, Murray, it's a great question because COVID's brought out all these, I call them cowboy coaches, yeah?
Okay.
The people that have read one book called Think and Grow Rich and now want to change the world and tell people what to do. You know, You've got to have a look at someone's resume. You've got to have a look at their results. So, for example, number one, for me, if the person you're getting coached by doesn't have a coaching business and hasn't done at least the 10,000 hours worth of coaching, close the door. It's a wrong person, right? Because experience talks. Coaching is a very sophisticated, very intelligent, art. And that's what it is in an art. You've got to learn how to deal with people's emotions, people's thoughts. So first of all, have a look at if they've done their 10,000 hours. That's first and foremost. Second of all, have a look who they've worked with. Like, you know, for example, I've worked in the NFL. I was the only Australian to work in the NFL with a mind coach. Tony Popovich called me to work with to mind coach the Wanderers in the preseason. I've worked with celebrities in LA and Hollywood who have been on shows like Ballers with The Rock. I've worked in New York with the people from, you know, the movie The Godfather. I've met them and worked with them.
Oh,
so
I didn't know this yet. Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, have a look at people's resume, and very quickly when you dig deep underneath the iceberg, you'll see that this person is what I call a bedroom CEO or a bedroom coach versus
bedroom
CEO.
That's funny,
it makes me laugh, Mario. You see all these people with titles on LinkedIn, Darren,
yeah,
that says CEO and managing director, and you work out they work out of a bedroom, and you go, that's not a CEO, that's not a managing director. So you know, do some investigation, do some due diligence around who am I about to engage with, and have a session with the person. Everybody that has a session with me signs up for coaching. You can feel the real deal.
On top of this, I'll say, like, you know, I need to mention this name again, and truly, you know, I can't wait to see this gentleman in the studio with us. Of course, when we are allowed to fly internationally, 2055, you know what I mean, Daniel Tolson. And I do remember, you remind me, you know, I mean, sort of like, you know, this approach, you know what I mean? And one thing I noticed, you know what I mean, person who has success and, you know, done the hard yakka in a life, he knows what he talks about, like yourself, they publish a book. Because everybody says, publishing book, it's easy. Like, you know, I was like, well, you know, just sitting, I mean, and, you know, I know I publish a few of them, self-publish, of course, but it's like, you know, it takes a freaking time. For me, it's even extra three times more because it's in English, it's not even, I mean, it's not my language. But credibility comes and authority with establishing a relationship with the clients, not just orally and verbally, but as well, you know, visually to the books, and you publish the books. You know, would our listeners who looks like somebody to be engaged like yourself, should they look into the coach and say, like, okay, so what did you publish? Where did you appear on the media?
Yeah, it's a really good point, I think.
To challenge that person, the authority. Like, you know, if I say to Darren, you know, Darren, I'm the greatest guy in boxing, and, you know, like, Darren's going to say, like, yeah, Mario, I saw something on YouTube, but, you know, I'll never been appearing in, I don't know, Madison Square Gardens. I'm just, you know, lying.
Show me your titles.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is, you know what I mean? Yeah. So does a buyer, I would say the buyer, potential client, has a right to challenge the person who is the coach and say, like, show me what did you achieve?
Yeah, look, they should. I mean, think about it. If you're going to, it's like, this is really funny in the financial space, yeah, where you've got all these people who are broke trying to be a wealth advisor. Like, hang on, how can you advise me how to make money if you've got no money? I don't understand it, right? So, you know, and you see this in the financial space all the time, right? So it's exactly the same with coaching. It's like, get advice from people that have done the work, that have the resume, that can get up and do and make a change in your life and your business, not be a bedroom CEO or bedroom coach, because at the end of the day, facts don't lie, figures don't lie. The truth lies in results. So it's like in the A-League, if you look at the teams at the moment, you know, who's a better team? Whoever's on top. That's just the truth. Now, team coming fourth might be actually better than the first team, but the one coming first, they're winning. It's about results. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it. It's done in the bedroom seal. I'm just laughing now. Like,
I was going to think, I'm glad we're not in a bedroom at the moment. We're in a studio.
That we are.
But I know what you mean by bedroom CEOs and people who want to say, I want to be like that because it's due to me, but it's not about either hard work or improving themselves or understanding themselves to actually make the progressive changes that actually make real change in their lives.
Absolutely. I think it's important. You know, Darren, for me, authenticity is the key. If I'm going to go to someone to get advice, you know, it's think about the medical field. If you're going to a doctor for something, you want to go to someone that specializes in that field, right? And it's the same with coaching. Like, you know, does your coach, does your business coach, does your performance coach, do they have the equitable brand equity to take you and your business to the level where you want to go? And that's what life's about.
Just fantastic.
Well, I think we're going to, you know, take some short break to our listeners. With us in studio, it's a very infectious, with positive energy, well-known business and peak performance coach, Jacko Galea. And Darren and I will take it to the short break, and we will come back with more insights and tips by Jacko Galea. Thank you for listening. I'll live 90.5 FM at the greatest business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mari and Darren. We'll be back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
Is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centered on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta, set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour. Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date.
pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
Twenty-five minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you for listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And with us in studio today is Jaco Galea, world-known peak performance coach and business coach. And needless to say that Darren and I are taking the notes, you know, we're stealing the brain from the Jacob, and because he has a valuable tips. And to all our listeners who are very interested, and you should listen this, you can come today afternoon after 5 or 6 p.m. on alive905.com.au. check the podcast Business Insights with Mario and Darren, the entire interview podcast in two parts, of course, with Jaco Galea is going to be there. And by the end of the show, you're going to know how to contact Jaco Galea. I need to say to Jaco, thank you for coming, for infecting Dr. Jim Taggart, coming twice in the studio, rocking up our show. When we want to do this.
And Jillian, chair lady.
And Jillian, the chair lady as well. And as I said, like, you know, there was no any illicit drugs and the substances in the studio, but the truth it is that Jaco Galea, apart of smiling, he's quite infectious with his positive energy. Now, Jacob, before we went for the break, we talk about challenging authority, and when people look for the business coaches, what they need to look into them. And you clearly say that people should challenge, you know, mean do due diligence on the business coaches. Now, if somebody comes to you and say, like, look, what did you done? Can you tell me in 50 seconds, whatever it is, like, why would somebody hire you, that, Jacob?
Yeah, look, for me, Mario, it's...
Is that
it's,
all what you're going to say? Is that all?
Absolutely, done. JacobGalea.com.
Please continue.
No, look, Mario, for me, it's, you know, at the end of the day, you live one life, okay? We're here for a very short time. There's this thing between birth and death called life, okay? Your only responsibility to yourself is to live your highest, greatest potential life that you possibly can. And, you know, I say to people, if you want to change your business, if you want to change your team, if you want to change your life, if you want to challenge your blueprint, that time between birth and death, then hire someone. Hire me. And understand you have to re-engineer yourself. It's called inner engineering. You have to inner engineer and re-engineer who you are. Because I don't really care about someone where they've been or where they are. All I care about is where they want to get to. Because even the great time that we've been in studio for an hour and a half, you know, already, that time's gone. We're never going to get that time back again.
True.
It's finished. And let me tell you, there's this beautiful quote that says, "The past is history. The future is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present." Yeah?
Wow. Interesting. You know, you said something, you mentioned his name in the studio, and I mentioned this once before, Bob Proctor. And, you know, he said something, you know, Jim Rohn?
Yes.
Yeah. Jim Rohn. He said, like, why the people are afraid to live their dreams? And Bob Proctor said something. Imagine if you in your deathbed, surrounded with your dreams, you know, and they look at you, stare with their very angry eyes, and they say, "We come in your life. When you know, with your birth, now we need to die with you," and then continue say, the richest place in the planet is a cemetery, because there's a lot of people there with the great ideas, you know, but never dare to step it out. And Jim Rohn says something. It's like, you want a security? He's like, fine, we find you the room, we give you the doctor, 3 meals per day. You live 100 years, but such a life. You know what I mean? That's a truth. You know what I mean? Because it's about leaving legacy, and you're leaving legacy to the people, and you inspire people to come to their terms. You know what I mean? Is then any type of client or any client of yours come to you with some dream, and you say, like, listen, that is too much? You know what I mean?
Never.
Never.
Absolutely never. Never. I mean, who is somebody to squash someone else's dreams?
See.
Never. I water their dreams.
See, I'm pushing Darren every day. So what did you say?
you water their dreams like a seed. Yeah, so it's, a dream is like a seed. Someone has this seed that they want to plant in a garden bed. Now, when someone's got this seed and they plant it, think about if you're a gardener. How do you make that grow? You water it, you sing to it, you prune it, you look after it, you put new soil. You should do exactly the same with your dreams. So plant seeds in your mind of the dreams you want and nurture them, you know, water them. And let me tell you, nobody can tell you that you can't achieve. If someone can achieve something, let's say someone goes out and buys a $100 million boat. If one man can do that, another man can. If a woman goes out and buys a development block of 50 units to redevelop, if one person can do that, another person can. There is no, and this is the thing I'm all about. If you ask what is my DNA all about, is about no limits. There is not one limit of in this inside you and in this world of what you can achieve. But you got to believe to achieve. And that's where the magic of what grows a seed is belief.
You gotta disagree with you. Know why? We live in a COVID. So how I can achieve my dreams? We live in a COVID.
Okay, so Sun Tzu wrote in his book Art of War, in chaos and confusion lies opportunity. COVID is a great opportunity to re-engineer, rebuild, rebrand yourself, re-establish your business. You know, if you might have been paying too much rent in the city, COVID's made you realize now that you can pay less rent. You can have your staff work from home. COVID's made me become more profitable. COVID's made me become more expansive. I've learned new things on Zoom. I've learned new things. COVID. The COVID disease itself, okay, it's going out there, but have a look at what I said before. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Do you know how many blessings COVID's done for a lot of business people? You know how many blessings and good things COVID's done for families, putting them back together, you know, helping people spend time? Like, I used to catch 16 flights a month domestically and never see my children. COVID's enabled me to work from home now and see my children a lot more. So the last 5 years, Murray, I haven't been at home. Yeah. Now I'm at home with my children. And
so the COVID is a BS excuse for not being successful. Darren?
I just love it on radio, live radio. I hear my favourite word nearly every week, opportunity. Life is an opportunity. And whenever anything comes to me, I think, oh, what is that? I just immediately see where the opportunity is. And I totally agree with you. If you look at every bit in life as to say, what's the opportunity? It might be to help someone else grow. Or
absolutely.
It might be to help yourself grow. Or it might be to work with a team together. I work with Mario and we do great business radio talk show. They're the opportunities. And I just so much love that word.
And Darren, you know, it's funny you say that because I think if I'm saying to a lot of my clients at the moment, especially top-end business people, entrepreneurs, CEOs, I'm saying to them, what has COVID taught you about yourself? What has COVID taught you about your business? And what are you going to use? What tools are you going to use during this process to make your business and yourself stronger during COVID? So I don't even talk about the negativity of COVID. I don't even talk about what it's doing. I just talk about what is a positive this is doing for you and your business. And as Darren said, what opportunity can you turn this into? Because that's what life's about. This is really important. My favorite word on the planet is the word alchemy. Is to alchemize something, right? So what my job is to be, it's like the alchemist, is how do you take lead, turn it into gold? How do you take lemons, turn it into lemonade? How do you take something, turn it into something better? By alchemizing the thing, yeah? So for me, everything that happens to me happens for me.
May I share something to our listeners before I give it to Walter Darren? This is like a George Orwell, you know what I mean? Like it's like, you know, his famous, you know, radio, you know, remember was the War of the Worlds, right?
I love the War of the Worlds, yes.
And well, this is happening right now in the studio because I can see that when Jacob talks, you know what I mean, you're smiling. And I'm like, I'm just very impressed. So please, darling, if you have a question.
Well, I'm just thinking that word alchemy. It's a word that I actually did not know when I was young. And I think it was in teenage years that I learned, like, okay, how do you change lead to gold? And it actually was a word puzzle.
Yep.
And I investigated that and I think, oh, okay, there's actually something behind this. So I love the thought that we all should be our own self alchemists.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, think about the process of alchemy. Another quote, Mario, that's really important today is don't go through it, grow through it. Don't go through COVID, grow through COVID. Don't go through it, grow through it. Let this pandemic help you grow as an individual. Let this what's happening to your business now through COVID, like grow through it, become bigger and better through it by alchemizing the situation. And if everybody thinks, you know, like an alchemist, like how do I take lead and turn it into gold? How do I take lemons and turn it into lemonade? You can't fail. It's impossible. You can't fail.
Well, that's very interesting. I'll check on just some of those pictures this time. Well, we'll take a short break. You're listening live 90.5 FM, the greatest radio station in the planet, and an awesome business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mari and Darren. We'll take a short break with us in studio, Jaco Galea, which you can hear later on today on our website, live905.com.au. We'll take a short break and come back with more.
Alive 90.5.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shot.
Director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District.
He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Minutes to 12 Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
This time just flight, you know what I mean?
It's without guest, such great Galea, fun,
you know,
studio.
It is, you know what I mean? Look, we don't have much time left on our hands, you know what I mean? It's the second hour on our show and we need to wrap it up in the next couple of minutes. But before we go, I'd like to ask you some very, very simple question, Jacob. How important it is to people move, you know what I mean, and do some physical exercise?
It's paramount. It is most important. If you eat every day, you should train every day, whether it's a walk, whether it's some push-ups, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, star jump. But you have to be active because action creates traction. Yeah?
Okay, but would you agree if I say to you, like, you know, people over 40, they're old, they should not do the exercise, they should relax?
Come on, Mario. You're so young. Now's the time that you got to be doing more exercise. Like wine, we get finer with time, so it's quality.
Well, thank you very much, Jacob. I think that Darren has some questions to ask you as well because he was very quiet. You know, I mean, of course, because we interrupted so many times.
Well, I just take us back right to the start about rabbit holes. So if someone wants to go down a rabbit hole, how's the best way that they do it? And can you help them?
Yeah, look, absolutely. You know, you've just got to, first of all, surrender to the process. You've got to be willing to do it and you've got to make a commitment. You've got to set some goals. So set some 2-3 year goals on what you want to achieve through that rabbit hole and through your self-actualization and start the process. It's all about beginning.
And asking for a friend, it could be myself or it could be Mario. He's teaching me well.
Let's just say Mario. Let's just say Mario.
Yeah, that's right. How would we actually get started in doing that and how can we use you
to become
an
alchemist.
Absolutely. Look,
the alchemist.
Yeah,
indeed.
You love that word.
I love it.
You got to come to our workshops. You got to come to. We've got this beautiful thing called World Class Pitch happening on the 19th of September. COVID rules, so chairs spread around. On my website, jacobgalea.com. Watch the video. Come along. We'll transform your business. We'll transform your life. If you're in sales, if you're in business, if you're in management, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're just an everyday person and you want to change your life, you want to explore your rabbit hole, you want to change your family's life, you want to make more money, don't miss this event.
I missed that website. Can you say it again and maybe spell it out?
It's Jacob, JacobGalea.com.
Is that on English?
JacobGalea.com.
Jacob Galea.
And on Instagram, Jacob Galea Official.
Jacob Galea Official.
Any other channels? LinkedIn? We're big on LinkedIn now.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob Galea on LinkedIn. We'll be putting in and posting all up there. You don't want to miss this live coming workshop.
And the date again?
19th of September in Sydney.
And if anyone wants to get in contact with you directly, email or phone?
Yeah, so jacob@jacobgalea.com.
Excellent. Jacob@jacobgalea.com.
I'd like to say, like, you know, thank you, Jacob, for being our guest.
Thanks
today.
For having
Truly
me. It's been
like,
great.
You know, I mean, like, and I'd like to say that our friend in Taiwan, you know, Daniel Tolson, who is just pestering us here, like, you know, I mean, I know he's itching, you know what I mean?
Get down here, Daniel. We need you for this event, buddy.
Thank you for introducing us, you know what I mean, together. I'd like to share to our listeners, I apologize, I'd like to share with our listeners that you can hear the entire interview, first episode, second episode of the season 2 Business Insights with Mario and Darren on the line 905.com.au today afternoon after 5 p.m. It's going to be entire podcast be there, so you can hear the how to contact Jacob Galea. And as well, I'd like to say thank you, Darren, for the make your website looks great. Jacob, thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was fantastic.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for listening. Alive 90.5 Business with Mario and Darren.
And we'll be back on Friday.
I will be back, baby, yes.
And get us on LinkedIn as well.
Jacob Galea.
Thanks, guys.
Alive 90.5.
Hold 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The aged care crisis in Victoria has worsened with